Welcome. You are listening to episode 28 of Successful Bodyworker Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Mayfield, founder and creator of Successful Bodyworker, where helping and healing therapists always comes first. This is your number one show that talks solely about the self-care and longevity of the massage therapist and bodyworker. Whether you practice ashiatsu, chair massage, deep tissue relaxation, does not matter to me. I will have the tips and tricks to help you stay in the game for the long haul so you can keep doing what you do best, working on clients. Are you all excited to return back to work from being in this lockdown for a good while? I know that I am. Just a quick sidebar. What will you do to ensure to your clients that you will maintain proper and cleaning sanitation protocols when the lockdown is lifted? I think this will be an important step because many people may be in fear of receiving intimate services like bodywork and fear of getting sick. It is up to us to be seen as medical professionals and uphold those standards. Today's topic for the show is progressive overload principle. Now, you may have heard me talk about this before, but if you haven't, this basically is a great measure and metric of growth over the long term. It can be literally anything you want to measure these results for. The principle really is simple. To be better, you must do better. To be better, you must do better. It seems pretty simple, but a lot of people tend to fall into this trap of becoming complacent in life, and it's just a vicious cycle. They wind up doing the same ritual or same thing over and over, expecting that variable to be better. Sometimes, and in a lot of cases, you have to reach outside of that comfort zone to really get better at something. This could be life, achieving your goals, eating better, making more money, looking better. You get the point. I just want you to know this. The dial will not move unless you move it yourself. I'll say it again. The dial will not move unless you move it yourself. A good example of this is seeing that same person in the gym doing that same exercise routine day in and day out. You've been going to this gym for 3 years. They continue to do the same darn thing. They look the same and they've been lifting the same amount of weight. They expect to get better by doing this same thing in the same fashion. I guess you could probably just classify this as insanity. You know, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, right? So what if this person decided to add 5 pounds that next week to all their exercises? What would happen? So this is when we start using progressive overload principle. The proverbial dial will start to move. Nervous system stimulation will start to turn. Adaptation will occur and their body will become stronger. Same thing for adding another set or another repetition into the mix. They will slightly tear those microfibers in their muscle tissue and stimulate new muscular growth. The key here is to always try and do better than you previously did. This can be broken down into days, weeks, months, years. Obviously, the more amount of time you want to overload, the bigger the outcome can potentially be. What if you want to be better at public speaking? Obviously, you're not going to get better by not speaking at all and just staying home and wishing that you were a better speaker. It is about getting out of your comfort cage and seeking out small speaking gigs. Doesn't have to be a large group, maybe even just a group of friends or something like that, but speaking about something that you enjoy talking about with enthusiasm. Just build upon that. Build the size of the audience that you talk to and get more comfortable talking in front of larger audiences. I find that people tend to overcomplicate things, and instances like this are really no different. Now, this may all take some motivational headspace to break away from the complacency and to get out to doing what you know you can do, but it's all about just trying and building upon all that trying. This is an approach that therapists use for the MT Hybrid Athlete Program within SuccessfulBodyworker.com to track progress that they've made so far. Using a progress log, we are all able to see how the exercises that they are using eventually help us to feel better and stronger in the treatment room. They have said that when they are challenged every single week, they are able to push past their boundaries and get the most out of the program. We see things like reduced rest time periods, leading to better lung capacity, more cardiovascular conditioning and longevity, more weight being used, which will increase strength and help your technique feel effortless, and even some muscle gain, which is pretty cool. You will be surprised at how much you are able to accomplish when you just step outside of your comfort zone and start reaching for something better every single time you do something. The potential for success is endless. Therapists that want more out of their practice, whether that be more clients, more retention, or more money, are taking necessary steps to building the book of their dreams by utilizing things like things that seem scary, you know, like social media marketing, reaching out to cold clients that haven't been into the treatment room in a long time, offering incentives, having onboarding practices in place for retention, etc. Guys, I want you to realize that things don't have to be complacent if you don't want them to be. If you've been stuck in a rut for too long, it is now time to realize that you are able to break away from your norm. Break out of the mindset that this is the way it is. It isn't. Reach for something new and exciting, and reach for the dreams that you only thought were possible. Remember, the dial will not move unless you make it move. Hey everybody, if you like this episode and you're looking for more of an in-depth solution for injury prevention, strength gain, financial self-care, and limiting self-beliefs, then check out successfulbodyworker.com. This is your number one resource for all things therapist self-care. Inside, you will find in-depth courses, webinars, Q&A calls, and an awesome tribe of therapists that all want to help you achieve the longevity you only thought was possible. Don't wait for an injury or burnout to happen. Level up your strength, self-care, and longevity today with Successful Bodyworker. See you all on the inside.